fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the very first day of March, the preparatory day. We got past that the first hour. Is to stock up on medical supplies, especially things like aspirin and Tylenol, things of that nature, and of course various antiseptics. Stock up on them. They'll be something you could use in the future and be great barter items. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's now the author of, I believe, 13 books. He's a weekly radio talk show host, and his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. I have a new sound system today, so
You sound like you're at a major radio station, sir. It's wonderful audio. It's great.
Good. Well, it's always trying to improve on that.
Well, we have breaking news, at least for me, something I've anguished over since the spring of 2020, when they announced that they were going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, which I knew couldn't be done. I've now learned through Cliff High's research that Donald Trump figured out what the real plan was, and he authorized Operation Warp Speed in order to stop the real plan, which was the following: to have lockdowns that went on for 10 years. That was the real plan, a plan that would have absolutely destroyed the American economy beyond repair, killed many, many tens of millions of millions more people than the vaccines will kill, and they will kill millions of people, by the way. So Donald Trump was ahead of the curve. He thwarted the real plan, and Cliff High's audio will be on my website before the day is over, sir.
Well, that's interesting. Because I often wondered about that, given that he was on top of everything else and so far off of base from what I perceived, you know.
Well, it's a tough place to be. Generals in warfare have to face this when they know that sending 100 men into a certain death may save the lives of 10,000 other soldiers. It's a tough place to be, and that's a place that generals and admirals find themselves in battle. You know, I never met President Trump. I met some of his staff members. Jim, in the 2016 election, when Donald Trump was running, there was only one PAC in the country that had a brick-and-mortar office and a space open to the public, and that was in St. Louis. That PAC offered me the position of being president of the PAC in 2019 and going into 2020. And I was ready to take that position when the lockdowns shut down everything in 2020 and shut down the ability to do such a thing. So I was in a position that most Americans never could be in terms of helping President Trump. And up until this morning, I was not going to publicly support President Trump anymore. But as of what I've learned this morning, I'm ready to change that position and once again publicly support President Trump.
Well, that would change my mind, too, because if you look at what, for example, DeSantis did, he didn't shut down anything. He resisted it. And I remember there was an argument between him, Trump, and his son-in-law, Kushner, and Kushner said, "Don't bite this one. Just stay away from it. It'll go away." And so anyway, they had a disagreement on what to do. And Kushner was saying, "No, this is, you know, there's something up here. There's something awry. There's, you know, don't bite the hooks, you know." The other thing that Trump could have done would be to not do anything and say, "No, we're not going to do this. We're going to keep everything open." But see, at that point, they could have come in with a real virus, because I'm convinced now 100% that there really was no, there may have been a virus, but it was so weak, it just didn't do anything. And I think the plan was for it to be very strong and wipe out millions of people very quickly, and it just didn't happen.
Well, it tested. Well, the reason it didn't work the way they planned was because the testing was done on Chinese who have a much lower vitamin D in their bodies, and Caucasians, of course, have much higher levels of vitamin D. So that's why it didn't work here the way they planned, Jim.
Right, right. And so anyway, but they could have come in then if Trump didn't do anything, and they say, "Well, look, he caused everybody to die." You know, so it was like a chess game going on.
Precisely. Precisely. Any other question or comment, we do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, before the show's over, I hope I'd like to get an archaeological update every week. If you don't have one ready now, maybe before the show's over, you can have one for us.
Yeah, let me look at my notes here.
Okay, that's fine. Well, Jim, we're into the third month of the year already, and these years tend to fly by more quickly each successive year, don't they, sir?
Oh, I know it. This is crazy. It's just like yesterday I was talking about January 1st and it being, you know, the last year that went very quickly, and it seems like just yesterday. So, yeah, the pages are just flying off the calendar very quickly.
They are, absolutely. We'll move forward into dealing with all these issues. I find it rather ironic. We talked about this the first hour briefly. President Putin and his State of the Nation, I believe what they called it, the equivalent of our State of the Union address to his high-level people, was making fun of Americans, putting down Americans for their participation in all this LGBTQ stuff, racial divisions, and things of that nature. When in fact, it was his people, the communists working undercover in this country, that brought all this about. So he's chastising us for something that his own people helped create. I find it rather ironic, don't you, sir?
Well, Putin is probably about 20 steps ahead of all of the games here. In Ukraine, they did not do what I was expecting. Was when the ground froze for them to just move in and take over everything. And so right. What he's doing in Ukraine, it's like a cat playing with a mouse that's still alive. He's just there slapping it back and forth. And he could have cleaned this thing up a long time ago. You have to just wonder why they're having these little skirmishes when he has 700,000 troops sitting on the border.
Right.
And the other analysis is that he's weakening the United States. The longer this goes on, the more money the United States is going to pour in, and, you know, NATO and everything else. And he's just, you know, he's baiting the hook, basically. And
that's right.
The United States, because let's face it, the United States is not going to win a land war in Asia. You know, we're trying to supply through adjacent countries, and everybody else has depleted all of their reserves, which makes them, in the time of great financial disaster in Europe, to go out and spend a lot of money resupplying arms that they really don't need, because Russia is not going to invade Europe, you know, and then send them off to this little country where they get expended. So Putin is just sucking the life out of the Western world, including the United States. And, you know, he knows that all of
I lost you there, Jim. I think you somehow ended up on mute, Jim.
At any rate,
there we go.
So what I see Putin doing is, like I say, playing with the West like a cat with a mouse that's still alive, just playing with it. And so I think that's the plan, is just to drag this thing out and drag it out and drag it out, maybe for many more years. Because that's what he's doing.
Well, I'm not sure that we can sustain a number of years at this level of quote-unquote helping Ukraine without hurting ourselves in a lot of ways. What do you think, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And it's petrifying Europe. I mean, they've managed to get through this winter somehow. People are going down and cutting down whole forests to heat their house, the people that have fireplaces. It's like the Bolshevik revolution in Russia, where they were burning chairs in people's living rooms to keep warm. You know,
right.
Everything was going good. You know, the revolution, and that's what revolutions do. When they're instigated from outside, like the one going on, the reaction in Europe right now is to just suck them dry until they, you know, and that's what Putin's doing. I mean, he's doing he's in 100% in control.
That appears to be the case in many ways. That certainly appears to be the case.
And just what you're saying about the U.S., about pushing the woke agenda in the United States through their minions here, once again, he's 100% succeeding. It's got the whole country upside down and inside out.
Well, you were part of the academic community for a number of years when you were associated with Cornell University. But something I mentioned the first hour is that when you got finite resources, not infinite, as the communists had and still have finite resources, they concentrated the finite resources on taking over the schools that teach the teachers and all journalism schools. And you probably got to see some of that firsthand, didn't you, sir?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, they talk about tenure. Tenure is good as long as you shut up and stay in your place. As soon as you do anything out of line, and I mean, they create controversies, but they're not controversies. They're pretend controversies. If you look at the webpage of any university, they've got 10 kids there all smiling, and they're India, you know, Chinese, and there's one white guy in the back. That's not right. Population. Cornell was probably 90% Jewish kids from New York. You know, that's the population. But when you go to the webpage, it's like diversity. It's right. Not diverse right. At all. Right. You know, that's the image. That's the image. And these are real numbers. These are statistics, not only right. My observation. But when spring break or Christmas break came at Cornell, the buses would come in and load up all the students and take them off to Long Island, you know, because they're all going to the same place, literally,
right.
You know.
Right. Right.
They didn't take private transportation, and they were nice buses, too. I'm sure there was a lot of partying going on that bus going home.
They had air conditioning and restrooms on those buses, huh?
Oh, yeah. These were not just your average Greyhound bus.
So these were coaches. They are more appropriately called a coach, yes.
Right. That's what the 90% of the students would get on those buses and go off to Long Island. You know, that was the real student population at Cornell. They were there for that degree, and the degree that Grandpa got and Uncle, you know, law office got, and, Dad and maybe even Mom all got their degrees at Cornell. And this is the family extending the, because if you get a degree from Cornell, it's pretty valuable.
Also, those universities have special treatment for the children and grandchildren of the alumni, don't they?
Oh, and the alumni is big, big, big. Yeah, and they pour a lot of money back into Cornell, and absolutely, it's a big.
But I mean,
machine.
If you got two applicants for Cornell, and they both have the exact same SAT. The student with the alumni heritage will be given preference over the one who's not, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. And possibly there's a dormitory named after them of uncle or grandpa or somebody there, you know.
Right. Well, Jim, the young adult daughter, a friend of mine, I think she's 20. She's at a university studying computer security. And she was questioning some of her fellow students to set up a little small study group of three or four students. None of the American students wanted to join her. It was only students from India and Bangladesh that wanted to join my friend's daughter in a small study group. What do you think about that?
I don't know. You know, and where was that?
University of Missouri in Southeast Missouri in Cape Girardeau.
I don't know.
Well, I've heard that in India, where there's a lack of electricity in some of these villages, there'll be a street light, and there'll be 50 children at night sitting under the street light to study their books because they want to soak up knowledge and advance their lives. I can't imagine very many American students so desperate and hungry for knowledge that they would leave their home with no electricity and sit underneath a streetlight to gain knowledge in that way. What do you think, sir?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, the competition to get into the U.S. is pretty steep. Pretty steep. And that's why the open border policy is so bizarre. Because to become a citizen through the normal path, imagine there are people right now being rejected. The wait times, from what I understand, at embassies where people are trying to legitimately get a visa and then get a green card and go through the literally 10-year process after you get to the United States, the wait time just to get into the embassy is 2 to 3 years, while other people are coming across the border with no documentation of any kind and being given all kinds of benefits and health insurance and stuff, none of which you get if you do it legally.
I know two friends of mine, they escaped Czechoslovakia in the early 1980s, stayed at a refugee camp in Italy for a full year, working with the U.S. Embassy to go through all the documentation, all the paperwork, all the hoops they had to jump through to legally come to the United States. They wanted freedom and they wanted liberty, and they got it, and they did it the right way. But for a European to do that process is very lengthy and time-consuming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it costs a lot of money also. If you're doing it, if you're, like in that case, they don't have any money because they're refugees, but the vast majority, 98% of them, have to have sponsors, they have to be paid, all of the different things, hundreds of steps to go through, meetings, all of this, take years just to get to the point where you might be denied. In fact, right now they're denying a lot of the applications to get into the United States. And these are just from statistics that I've seen.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. Thank you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's SusannasSecret.com. SusannasSecret.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Wednesday, the first day of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. Jim, we got my neighbor Linda is with us to talk briefly about the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, the group of, I think they're engineers that spend a few days here once a year. Are they still there, or have they gone home?
No, they are. They'll be here until the end of March. Yeah, they're
okay.
Here 5 weeks.
5 weeks. And when they leave, do they leave behind discarded pocket protectors?
No, I don't know.
making fun of engineers. They're so predictable. That profile is so predictable about engineers. And they typically lack social skills, are not very good communicators. There's exceptions, but they're great guys, and our world needs engineers. And they're having a 5-week stay at a world-class bed and breakfast resort atmosphere at the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road, which you and your husband own, and you've decided to put the place up for sale, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, we have. Yes. And I did witness 6 of them sitting around the campfire last night, around the fire pit. I was able to witness about 15 minutes of the conversation, and it was not conversation that I could join in. So you might have something there that you know that I don't about them.
Right, right. Well, they tend to know a lot about a very narrow field of knowledge, and that's good for them. That's good for them. But the Log Lodge is a place where a dozen men and women could live and not feel too jammed up because it's so large. Radiant heat in the floors, 30-foot ceiling, where you put up a 12-foot Christmas tree. It looks small, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Of course, it doesn't even go halfway up the wall, right?
Absolutely. Now, at my website, you'll see about 30 photographs. If you're interested, send me an email. I will get you some videos of the place. And you can't have nearby neighbors because the National Forest prevents that, doesn't it?
It does. Not the only sounds you hear last night. There was a lot of coyotes and owls and things like that. It's just a beautiful setting.
And the peep frogs are out. It's not officially spring for 19 days, but we got peep frogs out, tree frogs.
Almost deafening.
Yeah, it's great. I love the sound of the peep frogs. It means spring is near. Spring is upon us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website, libertyman.com, check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you have a more restricted budget, need a small house in a small town, you might want to check out the place in Bismarck, Missouri. But the Log Lodge is a place where several families could come together and have a great place to vacation and or a great place to live, couldn't they?
Yes, yes, and it happens routinely there. It's great for someone, a couple, to have their family out, friends out, and entertain, and still not feel like you're in, you know, a huge mansion when it's just the two of you.
Fantastic. Linda, thank you. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Jim, our next caller comes from about 5 or 6 time zones away. We have Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Moment. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you fine, sir. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes. I was following the discussion, and especially about energy here in Norway. You know, we are more than self-supported by energy, hydroelectric. We have been taken up in the Acer agreement. That's the politicians' choice, not the people's choice, and it is causing havoc, of course, with the prices of electricity that goes up worldwide. So then I read in an article so buried, you wouldn't believe it, the country of Bhutan in Himalaya is just getting electricity. Yo, James, I remember this because you recommended the Invisible Rainbow book. There was the story about Bhutan being electrified by Norwegian authorities. So I go online to check out this story. What's the deal there? And I learn the Norwegian power authorities have helped Bhutan build out their infrastructure, electrical infrastructure. Okay, it causes radiation death. That's besides the point.
Hold on, Oregon. We'll finish your comments.
Oh, I have to get to this. Yes. Yep.
We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Before the day's over, there'll be a new panel at my website, a panel with the audio presentation by Cliff High, giving the information we need to understand why President Trump did what he did with Operation Warp Speed to save tens of millions of American lives. That panel will be there before the day's over. Also, my website, products that will help you achieve your goals, commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Right, the Liberated Rocket Heater, mine kept me nice and warm and cozy and saved me many hundreds of dollars this past heating season, and of course the Energy Cleaner, my home business. When you place your order for your Energy Cleaner because you're tired of being tired, your arthritis pain gets you down, I personally box it up. I take it to the little country post office at Terrell, Missouri, which is also a country store and restaurant, and it goes out a priority mail to wherever you might be worldwide. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. The toll-free hour line for Energy Cleaners and mattress pads is 800-592-9543. Jim, before we get back to Oregon's comments, please let us, people know how they can listen to your radio show live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and as it has been for the last 22 years, commercial-free on tower number 2. And by the way, we are changing to the summertime frequency on, let me look at the notes here, it's March 16th. we're going to change to 9.350 megahertz because I'm right on that cusp between day and night, and the certain frequencies work better in the daytime and certain work better at nighttime. So I'm right at that time slot where starting on March 16th, the frequency will change. But anyway, tomorrow night, be there to listen.
All right. And Argon, let's get back to your comments and questions here. Argon, still with us? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. So what I'm telling is from just in the recent years, Bhutan has been electrified and Norwegian expertise has been involved in it. There's a significant philosophy in leadership between Norway, oriented towards European Union, and Acer, despite the people being against it. And Bhutan, I think it's a Buddhist country. They for the most decentralized and marginalized, poverty-stricken people of its own country, they guarantee every citizen of Bhutan will have electricity. Even if they cannot afford it, they are guaranteed a certain amount of electricity just to do the most urgent things. We don't even consider that an option here in Europe. And that is a shame. And I just want to put it out to you two gentlemen and hear how you take it, and especially James with the wind generator. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Organ. Jim, got any response to Organ's comments, sir?
Yeah, the real statistics are that probably 60% of the world's population don't have any electricity at all. You know, they don't have fresh water. So they, you know, this is not just remote areas of the Himalayan mountains. But
Jim, your audio went away there. We can't hear you. Okay.
Hello. Can you hear me, John?
We had a glitch. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, am I back now? Hello?
Okay, I hear.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Okay, I'm 90%, about 60% of the world does not have proper electricity, and about the same percentage in terms of water. And so that's why 20 years ago I positioned myself in front of those two international industries, energy and water. And I came up with the wing generator, which now has two patents. And by the way, we just caught a guy who was trying to copy the patents and sell them. Yeah. So just a side note. But the world is lacking in energy. You know, in fact, the first world countries are having problems. If you look at California, you know, they want to install electric cars, but the infrastructure is just not capable of handling it. And that's why most major car manufacturers that have a brain are going to hydrogen for transportation. We cannot convert all of transportation to electric. It's just not going to happen because the electrical infrastructure just is not there to carry that huge amount of electrical power to power all of the transportation going on today. So at any rate, a note on these remote places, and I'm working with groups that we're trying to electrify a lot of places and give them a basis for a modern life, which would be lights, you know, basic lighting, internet communications so they can have better schools, have a refrigerator. It was back in the 1950s. When there was an operation, it was called Operation Bootstrap, where they brought Puerto Rico. They gave them, the goal there was to have one light in the house and a refrigerator. That was the goal, and a TV, of course, for propaganda, which worked. But that was the goal back then. But that's still the majority of the world is having issues with electricity. So even the first world countries, like I say, are having big issues.
All right. Well, Jim, do you have an archaeological update for us, sir?
Well, this is something that is kind of archaeological. If you want to go back just 150 years to the Civil War, I think I've mentioned something like this before in the show. But do you think, you know, they say that the Civil War, this was the standard history book explanation, is that it was over slavery. But do you think the millions, literally millions of Johnny Rebs out there that were fighting on the Confederate side, the rebel side, so to speak, do you think they were fighting so a handful of rich guys with plantations could have slaves?
Well, it's easily provable that slavery was not the issue, not at all. That's easily provable because of all the U.S. states that did not leave the Union still had slavery all during the Civil War. So that's easily provable.
Yeah, it's. But anyway, the real reason was because the northern states were, it was about taxation.
Right.
And the trying to tax the individuals to support the expansion war efforts of the North because they were making money off it. The military-industrial complex was alive and well back then. And so that's what the whole Civil War was about. But just, you know, that's why if you take any piece of history as it is taught today and you just peel back the first layer, and that's why wokeism is being taught in schools, because kids can't think. They can't reason in that first layer of, you know, that first layer. They can't say, well, gee, why would all of these poor Southern guys be fighting the Civil War for a couple of rich plantation owners when none of the poor guys had slaves or had any interest in slaves?
Well, there were plenty of rich plantation owners in the North and slave owners in the North all during the Civil War. And in fact, the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States of America. It didn't. If you read it carefully, it attempted to free slaves in another country, which of course it did not, which would be the Confederate States of America. But this part of history is not known by very many Americans, it seems like, is it, Jim?
Oh, exactly. But it's like, if you take any history book today, it reads like a, you know, just a bizarre set of unrelated facts that couldn't possibly be true. Including
Absolutely.
The wars, you know, the laundry list of wars of which there are still going on. That was one of the big issues with Trump, is that he pumped money into the military to modernize it, something that Obama left a disaster because Obama hated the military. But in fact, Obama created ISIS, tried to set up the world chaos that Trump came in and destroyed very quickly. But the big thing is Trump pumped money into the military, but they weren't expending any of it. They weren't using it. There were no wars going on. So without any wars, there was no profit to be had in the military industry. And so they needed somebody in there to drum up another war, and that's the Ukraine war, where they're expending all of this military equipment and now having to resupply it. So the military machine is alive and well now in the United States.
Absolutely. Let's take our next call here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Hey. Yep. Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. John, just an informational thing, if you can believe the government statistics. On COVID-19, all races in this country, all of them died at a higher rate than whites, other than Asians, of all things. And I don't know whether that would be because of the lower amount of them and or if you can believe the government statistics on anything. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought it was an interesting thing when I looked it up. But the main reason I called is, Jim, because you've taken on, the wing generator and the water thing, I'm wondering if you've looked at some of the stuff that Nikola Tesla did as far as earth batteries. There was one instance that he took there was a farmer that had a whole bunch of these electrodes plugged into a ground, into the ground that was all tied together in this grid and was actually running his entire farm on these electrodes that were plugged in. And I'm curious if you've if you've looked at permanent magnet motors or anything like that as in energy source that would not require fossil fuels.
Well, you need an energy source to continually convert that, and that's where the wind comes in. The wind is the best renewable energy source on Earth. You can talk about the sun, but if you're in a winter climate, if you're in a place even like where there's a lot of sun, like say Florida, where 10 o'clock in the morning the clouds are out, solar doesn't work. The thing that is constant in the entire world, from the North Pole to the South Pole, whether it's raining or cloudy or anything else, the source of energy that is constant is the wind. And so let's ask the basic question, is the basic question that I asked throughout all of my studies. Are you going to solve the world energy problem, including transportation, with whatever you're talking about? You know, something like a sock up in the air blowing around, or a big steel container that's bobbing in the North Sea, you know, with waves or whatever it is. Are you going to, a three-blade wind turbine or whatever it is, solar panels, are you going to solve the world energy problem? And you can easily calculate that none of them will do it except for wind. Wind is the thing that the sun creates every day. And every day we wake up and the sun is there, and it's the electric field of the sun. It's not the solar light, but it's our discharging the solar electric field that is causing our wind systems. And so it's tremendously powerful. We're not going to use it up. If you use the wind today, it's not going to take away from the wind that's going to be there tomorrow. So the wind is the only solution. And so then what do? You have to have a device. The three-blade wind turbines were designed to fail. They were designed to fail. And so that's when I came along with the wing generator. Let's just put it this way. If a project absolutely had no chance of working, it's going to get highly funded. It's going to get recognized in the press, etc. And after 15 years, the wing generator, which is the thing that actually works and is going to solve the problem, you cannot get an article out of it. I have been sabotaged since the beginning. But anyway, to try and to get back to your main question, can you put probes in the ground and get electricity? What you're doing actually is you're tapping off of atmospheric electricity, because the ground is literally ground. It's neutral. And so what you have to do is interface with electricity that's coming from the atmosphere.
Well, I was just going off of something that happened that Nikola Tesla had with a farmer that actually ran his entire farm off of it. And the biggest question I was curious about is, with all of your extensive knowledge of all how these things work in magnetic fields and all these different things, have you ever looked at permanent magnet motors as a potential?
Well, yeah, permanent magnet motors are used in wind generation to convert the wind into electricity. So absolutely, they're an essential part of any wind system. And so, and they're permanent magnets. The other way to make a generator is with like an alternator, where you create the primary magnetic field with electrical currents, but it takes energy. So the favored way is with permanent magnets, but they have their own issues too. Because if you create too much energy, you don't have any place to put it. You have to find a place to waste it. And so permanent magnets, alternators are much better, because you can create exactly the amount of energy you need, just like in a car alternator. So at any rate, the permanent magnet generators are part of a wind system. That's an essential.
Well, what about the potential of using the permanent magnets as the propulsion source?
Well, I know people talk about that, but no, it's not going to work. The amount of energy stored in that magnetic field, if you were extracting it, then you would be depleting the magnetic field in the magnet very quickly. So no, it's not a source of infinite stored energy. That's a myth.
Okay. Well, that's a question I had. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, there. I see that all the time where people are talking about extracting energy from the magnets. No. The amount of energy in the magnet is very small. It's the fact that it's locked into that magnet and it's crossing wire coils that creates the alternating electric field that creates the electricity that then is generated from the wind or from other energy source like water, etc.
Okay, well, here's our last break. We get back. I'm going to give a summary of when slavery ended in the United States of America instead of the Confederate States of America. You might be shocked and surprised. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, Rebecca. back. Jim, here's real history about the Civil War. The sons of rich slave owners in the United States were drafted to fight the poor boys from the South who were defending their homes against invasion. Slavery ended in the United States in Missouri in 1865, Maryland 1864, Delaware 1865, New Jersey 1864, and drumroll please, Kentucky 1976, when the 13th Amendment was ratified. That's real history. That's real history. Slavery was legal in the United States of America all during the Civil War. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves held and owned in the United States of America. That's real history, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, no, the Civil War was not about slavery. It was about the North, the South separating because of taxation.
Precisely.
Which was the entire point of the American Revolution, was to get away from personal taxation. It was specific. Right. And now, of course, we are back to personal taxation. The only taxations that were legal were on imports of certain products, commercial products. That was it.
My dad told me when he was drafted in World War II that he met young men from the South who got their very first pair of shoes when they were drafted into the U.S. Army. And he says, son, there were fistfights in the barracks about the Civil War, even then. So we're still living the consequences of the Civil War. It's not obvious to many people, but those consequences live on even now, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, on the daily lives.
Jim, what final? We got about a minute here. What's your final words for this week, sir?
Just remind people that my new book is available on Amazon. It is called "The Real History of Man and Earth: Myth, Magic, and Mayhem." And also, we have reduced pricing on the MR5 products on the water filter page. So, John, those are linked from your page. And also, tomorrow night on my show, I'll be talking about some things. I've had a couple listener requests. One about the Colburn, so I'll be talking about that in my show tomorrow night, about some other issues going on, the gas, natural gas prices in California, the space launch that's going on right now with SpaceX and Crew 6, and so I'll be talking about that. That's supposed to go off this morning, by the way, and also if you go out tonight, you'll see Jupiter and Venus in the western sky very close together, which is proof that the Christmas star was not a planetary alignment, because they happen all the time.
Well, Jim, a final note. Any gas automobile manufactured since 1900 can be modified to run on hydrogen, even a Model T Ford, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that's coming. In fact, Cummins Diesel just came out with a dual engine diesel that's dual hydrogen and diesel.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Thank you, Jim. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.